travels in Maine. After recovering consciousness of earthly things, I committed myself to the Lord, ready to do His bidding, whatever that might be. It was not long before the Lord opened the way for me to go with my brother-in-law to my sister's in Poland, 30 miles from my home, and while there I had an opportunity to bear my testimony. For 3 months my throat and lungs had been so diseased that I could talk but little, and that in a low, husky tone. On this occasion I stood up in meeting and began speaking in a whisper. I continued thus for about 5 minutes, when the soreness and obstruction left my lungs, my voice became clear and strong, and I spoke with perfect ease and freedom for nearly 2 hours. When my message was ended, my voice was gone until I stood again before the people, when the same singular restoration was repeated. I felt a constant assurance that I was doing the will of God, and saw marked results attending my efforts. Providentially, the way was opened for me to go to the central part of Maine. Brother William Jordan was going on business to Orrington, accompanied by his sister, and I was urged to go with them. As I had promised the Lord to walk in the path He opened before me, I dared not refuse. The Spirit of God attended the message I bore at this place, hearts were made glad in the truth, and the desponding ones were cheered and encouraged to renew their faith. At Orrington I met Elder James White. He was acquainted with my friends, and was himself engaged in the work for the salvation of souls. I also visited Garland, where a large number collected from different quarters to hear my message. Soon after this I went to Exeter, a small village not far from Garland. Here a heavy burden rested upon me, from which I could not be free until I had related what had been shown me in regard to some fanatical persons who were present. This I did, mentioning that I was soon to return home, and had seen that these persons were anxious to visit Portland, but that they had no work to do there, and could only injure the cause by their fanaticism. I declared that they were deceived in thinking that they were actuated by the Spirit of God. My testimony was very displeasing to these persons and their sympathizers. It cut directly across their anticipated course, and in consequence aroused in them feelings of bitterness and jealousy toward me.